City, Colorado. He was sitting next to a girl in music class.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's six.
Right.
And they say they're each other's boyfriend and girlfriend.
Does Ava have a boyfriend yet?
She better not.
But I mean, does she ever talk that
all
way?
All the time. Like,
she's like, I'm going to
marry Dylan. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's somebody different every week. I'm going to marry Luke.
So you know that that's something that younger kids do. We've all heard it.
And Hunter gave this girl a kiss on her hand. The teacher saw it, sent him to the principal's office, and his mother was called in.
Well, I think that's very sweet for
him to kiss her on the hand. How nice is that?
Chivalrous. Here's my hand. Now kiss it.
Kiss it, my lady. Mm-hmm. And even though the girl was totally fine with Hunter kissing her hand, he was suspended from school, a mark, like you said, on his permanent record for sexual harassment. And the school says, oh, it's under the definition of sexual harassment.
He's six.
Come on, people.
He's six. And you want to know why she was fine with it? Why the other six or the six-year-old was fine with it? Because it was a kiss on her hand.
Right. And apparently the school said, well, one time Hunter kissed her on the cheek. He's a repeat offender.
What? Okay, let me ask you a question. As parents, both you and Jason Goodman, okay?
All right.
How many times did you stage a photo when you were little where there your little boy or your little girl was kissing another little child on the cheek? And you say, give them a kiss, and then you take a photo.
All the time. Give them a hug. Give them a kiss on the cheek.
Did you ever do that with your son?
I'm not sure. I don't really pay any attention. I think Carol might have done that type of thing.
Oh, it's where, like, you just say to the your young son.
To me, like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is so silly.
I've done that. I would be in jail if it was like.
I know, right? We would all have these
when I was 6 years old or 7 years old, if I did that, I mean, seriously, I was doing a lot more than kissing on the cheek even that age. Probably trying to, like, pull down our pants or something.
And play doctor.
That would be sexual harassment in any book.
See, that, I think, counts as sexual harassment.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe the state where you're from. I don't know. Maybe it's different. I don't have no idea. We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. If you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We're doing awesome.
Good morning.
And you have children. A six-year-old accused of sexual harassment?
You know, it's actually not that uncommon, unfortunately. You know, in the wake of all the school shootings and the bullying stuff that's been going on in the last few years, you're actually seeing this sort of thing. I'm hearing about it all the time, all over the place, even here in North Carolina. Matter of fact, the very same thing went down in Madison, North Carolina, within the last year or so.
Oh, that's local.
Where a six-year-old, gave a little girl a peck on the cheek and was suspended for similar, you know, under similar circumstances. And schools are having what they call a zero tolerance policy now for code of conduct issues that relate to violence, bullying, or sexual harassment.
So, Lisa,
and
is it...
you often see it like this. It seems misapplied.
Right.
Yeah. Is it just that it's like schools are saying with the zero tolerance, obviously, they're saying everybody has to go by the same rule and we're not putting up with anything. I mean,
They feel like, and schools are within their rights to do this, even though this seems crazy. You know, it does, and it really does.
It does.
When you hear about it with a six-year-old, it seems really crazy. Now, I explored this story in depth, and I did find that this little boy, he wasn't just a one-time repeat offender. This little boy had been in trouble lots of times, and at least one other instance of this child kissing another child. And apparently in the past, one of the little girl's parents had complained. So it may be a situation where they saw this as heading toward truly sexually harassing, or, you know, so the six-year-old equivalent of that. And so they were trying to put a stop to it. But under these zero tolerance policies, it really doesn't matter if he's done it before. You just, unfortunately, you know, it makes sense if this is a high schooler and it's
right.
a more aggressive sexual act. But so it certainly seems crazy, but they're just doing it across the board, zero tolerance.
So it's turning into a case of we've spoken with him and we say this is not acceptable behavior for school and he just keeps doing it.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently
okay.
He continued. Well, the reports I read said that he had been in trouble multiple times for this sort of thing. And so I think it wasn't a situation where it was the very first time.
Got it.
I mean, there's one thing I think for, you know, disciplining a student who maybe is kissing other students. You say don't do that. But to put sexual harassment on his permanent record, to me, is too far.
I agree. I think it takes it too far because it's one thing to say he violated a code of conduct, some kind of improper touching or something. But at that age, when he doesn't even understand what sex is, and he's gone home and told his mom, now he's asked his mom, what is sex? Because he knows he's been charged with sexual harassment.
Great.
Right. Awesome.
And you know that the little girl didn't perceive it as sexual harassment. I mean, under any circumstances.
No, she probably thought, oh, he's touching me. You know, that's what she thinks.
Well, and then in the story, they said they call themselves boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they're
so
six.
It was. Not only was it innocent, but it was also consensual. And you can when you think about
that. Sounds funny.
It does.
Consensual kissing in first grade.
It does.
It's consensual. But you think about the first time you were kissed or something, it's sweet. It's not, you know, like a peck on the cheek. It's not something that has really anything to do with sex.
For some of us, Lisa.
For some
of us, it was sweet. For some of us, it was unwarranted.
Oh, really? Really?
It was in the third grade. This boy named Curtis. He came up and he kissed me and he said, I love you. And I said, thank you.
And he didn't ask you? He just kissed you?
He just planted one right on me.
Mm.
Nowadays,
and you were horrified?
Yeah, because it was in front of the whole school, and I was, like, mortified. Nowadays, I would love that. If boyfriend Ben just walked right up and just kissed, I would love it.
But now he's just like, hey, I got to take a dump for 20 minutes.
Right.
you might have missed that earlier, Lisa.
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend in middle school that got out of control, like 6th or 7th grade, where he would just go up and grab girls' boobs and their butts.
Oh.
And I mean, nothing was done.
In 7th grade, you know better.
That is sexual harassment.
It was.
Yeah, that
it was.
Is.
But back in the day, nobody did anything about
really?
That stuff. Nobody cared.
Jason Goodman is shocked by all this.
No, not really.
He's taking notes.
I mean, there's one thing, like you're saying, the sexual harassment part. I mean, where they're kids. You're learning. You're teaching them. They don't know everything right away, obviously.
Right. But in 7th grade, think back to when you were in 7th grade. You think it was acceptable to just walk around and grab other girls' boobs?
Boobs or butt?
Boobs. Or butt.
These are just random, and it was random
girls.
It was just girls he thought were hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think back in the day, there was a different attitude than it is now.
But still, an attitude that was wrong. Like, what do you mean? That is completely unacceptable.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Said you wouldn't have to worry.
It's still touching other people's private area.
That is completely unacceptable any way you look at it.
It's true.
But the mother.
I didn't have to worry about this because I didn't have the bodacious tatas that were worth grabbing.
Yeah, neither do I.
Would you be jealous, Lisa, if you saw other women's boobs being grabbed growing up, thinking, I just wish I had some to be grabbed?
No, you know what? A good friend of mine had these enormous, enormous boobs, and boys were constantly tweaking those in the hall and stuff. And she would be in tears about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would be furious if I was the parent, you know, if they're older.
Yeah.
But apparently the mother of the girl that was kissed is saying that she's glad the boy's being charged with sexual harassment. I don't know. I think you're 6. You can get in trouble. You can get suspended even, but not a permanent sexual harassment thing.
Maybe we can just change the name.
Use freaking common sense.
Yeah,
change it to something.
Absolutely.
Just misconduct. All right, Lisa, as always, we appreciate it. Again, if you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier. She has offices statewide. Real easy to contact. 1-888-CONSULT or simply go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. You too, Lisa.
Man.
If we just change the name from sexual harassment to, I don't know, acting inappropriately. He was suspended for acting inappropriately. That would make me feel better.
Or
I know it's just words.
Or have like in-school suspension where they're isolated.